Welcome to the Open Source Utopia podcast, episode 5. Today's topic is democracy, but also a related term, namely utopia. Well, let's look at utopia. The term utopia was coined in the 1500s, but it's been a topic for philosophers since time immemorial. The perfect way to organize and run society. Impossible to attain, but forever sought. You know what I'm talking about. For thousands of years, philosophers have actually said that the best mode of government would be the wise man's rule, a benevolent dictator that makes all the decisions for us. Open source projects usually start out exactly this way. The project founder sets the course and makes all of the major decisions. However, we all know there is no perfect wise man. It's better to spread the load and collaborate on the decision making. Well, in comes democracy, utopia's realistic cousin. For an open source project to work, the community has to play a central role in the decision making processes. Decisions should represent a common understanding. It doesn't have to be a deep conviction for everyone. It's enough if people think it brings the project forward towards the common goal. Sometimes it might mean doing something that doesn't bring you forward, but that is important for someone else. Being able to do that is the core of a working democracy. Open source can actually be an important tool for developing democracy skills. Exciting! More about that in the next episode. This podcast was created by Matthias Bolt-Lesniak. Jeffrey A. Jam McGuire was creative advisor. You can read more about the podcast and ways to watch and listen to it at opensourceutopia.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.